Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I do a lot of I don't want to say dating, but the rejects from The Bachelor.
This is not a test.
Yo.
And then I'm going to start on you as usual, right?
Yeah, whatever. We good? All right, what up, guys? Maddie Smith is here.
Hey, Smith.
Maddie Smith is a very talented, funny, white person.
Aw, thank you.
The white person.
I am, yeah. The white person.
The white.
I was telling Maddie before we started that I can't really say that I was officially on some show that we did together.
Okay.
But I did do this show in the past.
Yes.
And people know about it. It's called Wildin' Out.
Yes. And I'm on the show.
And you're on the show.
I can vouch for you.
Yes. How many seasons have you done it?
I've been on 7 seasons.
Seven seasons.
It goes by fast, though.
I know. They do a season in a day.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not 7 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many years?
I got on right before the pandemic.
Okay.
And then they started airing during 2020,
mm-hmm.
when I thought I was going to be out and about.
Yeah, yeah.
I literally thought I was going to be the next Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
COVID ruined my life.
You were doing it during the pandemic, the seasons? I heard that they were just doing
They had one, remember 2021 when things started opening?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Masked, and TV shows would go on if everyone was masked. So we did a COVID bubble in June 2021 for a season.
No audience.
Like an NBA bubble.
Right.
Wow. We went there 4 days in a hotel, isolated inside of a hotel room, test negative at the end of the bubble. Then everyone's allowed to go to set.
Mm-hmm.
And they did this thing where if you weren't in the episode, you would be in the audience. So they had the audience be cast members, Wild and Out goddesses who weren't in the episode.
Yeah.
They did that for Dancing with the Stars too. There was the season right before mine. There was the audience were the contestants.
Yes.
Which would have been so much fucking better for me.
Yeah.
Because the audience is what made it hard. For me, not for a while and now. You need an audience.
It took the fear. It kind of all became
felt like dress rehearsal. Dress rehearsal.
Were they still
But it was humiliating.
Yeah.
Because there was 12 people in the audience. And they're all spread out, sitting in cars.
That is.
So it was a cars audience.
So it was outside?
It was inside in a big old hangar soundstage.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
And so...
But you guys had to think of, I remember someone was saying, because you did so many episodes, you got to, were on, Justina was, on every episode.
Every single episode.
And, it's hard, because I did it for... Oh, I can't say it, but... However many episodes I did it for, when you bang it out all in a row, you don't really have time to like spread your jokes out.
Yeah.
So like I'm thinking of jokes for next one and the next one and the next one.
Yeah.
All crammed into one. Like my brain didn't work like that. It was harder. Some of the other newer people were spread out. So they could like do one episode.
Right.
Chill.
Yeah.
Do another episode. Yeah. Let it marinate, yeah. You know. But like during COVID, I heard it was just like,
they were like,
we have nothing else to say. How many let me hollas can I fucking
do? We play this crazy game during the COVID season that we've never seen again in our lives. But it was right after Nick started having a shit ton of babies.
Uh-huh.
It was called Baby Mama, Baby Daddy.
Uh-huh.
We have to go Baby Mama, Baby Mama. Baby mama, baby dad, baby dad, man, man. And it was like, it was like, yo mama's so stupid, but would have to be like, my baby daddy's so,
yeah.
It was like, baby mama, baby daddy, so stupid. And that was the first time on Twitter people were like, we hate this game.
Yeah.
But we played that like 30 times.
Yeah.
We were, no.
The group ones are fun where you play like in the classroom and shit like that. I'm like, oh, all right. Like, I don't have to think, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the one with the, we got to make the security guards laugh. Like, that shit's hard.
Yeah.
Now you're doing like a fucking comedy special.
That's like,
you're by yourself. Like,
there's games like Talk and Spit where you have to
that's
make
hard.
People spit out their water because you make
them laugh. Oh, I've seen that. I've seen you do that.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
But you kill that.
I like that one a lot. Mm-hmm. But I'm a comedian. So, but people, if you bomb those games, you got to walk back in silence.
Ooh. Yep.
Yep. And the water's just still in their mouth.
And it's and like, I'm more of like a joke writer.
Right.
Not really like a performance artist.
Yeah.
And the performers kill that.
Yeah.
Because they're just like acting ridiculous and shit. And like, if you just tell a bad joke, they're just like,
they're like, yo,
water in their mouth.
Wait, so outside of, so for people who aren't comedians, how do they find them for the show? Like then
Good question. When I auditioned, it was like, we're looking for roast battlers and rap battlers for Wild and Out. I was like, hey. But then other people like influencers, stuff like that, you're asking?
Yeah.
I think I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know. Because it'll be a new season. They'll be like, we got some new people.
I think that's just MTV though.
Who reached out to you? MTV reached out to you?
No, so I reached out to them because I want to be a comedian.
Yeah.
And I've done, you know, shows like that. And I did a show called Joking Off.
Yes.
Which was like, that's how I met Matt Richards.
Yeah.
That was a show that was like the little brother of Wild and Out, kind of. Nobody watched it. It was on MTV too. They didn't even air the second season of it. But I've always like wanted to go into that lane, and like MTV is family. So I'm like, all right, what can I do on my family network? You know? So it was kind of a thing where they're like, they wanted me to do a show. And then I was like, I'll do this show if I could do that show.
Right.
Which, by the way, like Wild and Out doesn't pay a ton of money.
Right.
But it wasn't about that. It was about the passion and
hanging
the craft.
Out,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I was in the workshops with Assad and all those young guys.
Yeah.
And it felt like I was like their big brother. It was like, it was kind of weird.
Yeah.
And it was something that I personally wanted to do. And like I said, I'm like, God, I'm not new to this.
Right.
I went to improv school. I did UCB for 6 years. I did other shows on this network like that. Now I think I've been doing stand up more. It would make a little bit more sense. And hopefully it comes out and all makes sense together. But
I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
I think you're a funny person. You're like a character.
Yeah.
You've been on the Jersey Shore, which everyone knows.
Yeah. Wild Out is hard. Like Wild Out, you got to think of that shit on your own.
Yeah.
Like there's writers there, but they're not. Yeah. They're not like.
No.
I thought they were gonna be like.
No.
Writing my jokes, and then like I tweak them.
No.
It's the opposite.
If you come up to them, they'll be like, nah.
Right.
Oh. I'm a consultant too. That's what they call them. Consultants.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, you know who's really good for this question? This person. And like we all divert.
I'm like, there's like a consultant like taking a nap in the corner. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to go up to him right now.
Yeah.
Half the time I just didn't.
It's horrifying.
But it was funny because I saw Maddie. We were in like the workshops and I saw her and, you know, I knew that you were on the show, but then I saw you behind the scenes, like as like just the nerdy writer kind, you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, as soon as it started, you code switch and then turned into like Maddie with the flatty. Beast.
Beast
mode on stage.
I get there. I'm like, hey, what's up?
Did you ever struggle?
I didn't really struggle. I was really hard on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, when you first get on, you don't have as many. I think my first season, I had maybe 12 to 16 episodes, which was a lot, actually, like every other, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I kind of made sure, like, every time I did something. I did something crazy.
Yeah.
So I did really strong. And I've been doing comedy 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Not long, but enough. And I kind of had a unique little character on there. So I could kind of go out of the realm of the game.
Yeah.
A lot of the time, I think some people have a hard time with finding what their angle is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for you to do the wild style as good as you do is like the hardest thing. Because I was like, listen, I could do wild style if like that was my main thing and I just like wrote to it and then like you gave me the beat and I practiced and shit. But just to jump in it last second is impossible.
With wild style.
That's at the end of every episode.
Mm-hmm.
There's this thing called wild style. So it's both teams rap against each other. Mm-hmm. It's like the last game of every episode.
Yeah.
And it's like whoever wins that can take the whole. Blah, blah, blah. No one really pays attention to the sports.
Yeah.
But it pretty much they start the beat and they both teams go at each other. We all have a mic, I think.
No, you have to get the mic from the middle, the person in the middle.
No, I think they changed it to all having a mic.
I remember just hiding in the back. Like I definitely wasn't holding a mic. Like, because if everyone had a mic, everyone would just talk.
I think
really?
It used to be one mic.
Okay.
COVID, they changed it to everyone having a mic.
Oh, okay. Maybe they changed it back.
Hey. But they'll still interrupt you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It used to be grabbing over each other.
Oh, God.
Let me get that.
You.
But either way, everyone's talking over each other.
You'll think,
oh, I'm going to go in. And then all of a sudden it's over.
How do you even win? Like, how does
it's a street cred.
Oh,
it's like who just owned who.
Who owned who. And then the DJ D-Rec will be like, boom, 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 boom. If like
so seated
says like something crazy and tears it down.
Right.
Black.
So you have like these two teams, which like there's like 20 people on each team. It's like a lot of people that want to go. Everyone wants their time to shine.
Yeah.
A lot of them are like newer people that like want to get their moment and stuff. You have real rappers, battle rappers that do this for a living, that fucking like write bars for a living, going against each other.
And real comedians.
Mm-hmm. And real comedians.
Who, like if DC Young Fly decides he wants to fuck around the whole wild style, then he does that.
Yeah, or Chico or something like that. Yeah. So then Maddie comes in and you have to like assert your dominance and fucking like, obviously, no offense, like you're not like Drake.
Right.
But like in your comedic way, fucking just have to like punchline, like own people. Wow. You know
I think that's where I struggled at the beginning was like getting up in there. But now it's like if I step forward, they're like, let her talk.
Oh, before they were like,
You earn the respect.
So now it's like step in, say it.
Yeah.
Whereas before it would be like, I would sometimes the episode would end. I would have tears in my eyes because I never got to go.
I know.
Now it's like.
I saw that one clip of you with like Nick Cannon and you had that. It was like your thumbnail was like you got fired or something.
Yes.
Yeah. That wasn't true though.
That wasn't true.
Okay.
But it was funny.
It was. I almost believed it. I was like that thumbnail.
I know. And people still comment like, can't believe you got fired.
Yeah. That's what the comments made me believe it. I was like, damn.
That was funny. Yeah. I was like a little roast. I roasted like the whole team.
Yeah.
What do you say to that, Nick? And he was like, you're fired.
By the way,
Nick is awesome.
Yeah.
Like to work with and shit. Like any set I've ever been on with him, like completely humble and. Yeah, like that whole vibe, like when you're on a TV show, like the behind the scenes is like so important because people only see what's in front of the show. But like they're fucking having like cookouts every night at the hotel.
Yeah.
And it's like a one big college. Like it's like everyone's on the same side. Like the producers are so nice to you. I come from the reality show world where the producers are nice to you.
Yeah, what's that like?
It's
like, do they poke you?
They're nice. They're like, nice. Well,
sticks.
They're nice now.
Horror stories.
They're nice now, but like
back in the day,
they were never mean. It was just like, they're not like, you just don't talk to them. You know what I mean? They're just like, we're not here for that.
Yes.
We're here to chaperone you and make sure like you don't die.
Yeah.
But like, we're not working with you.
Right.
And then you go on a show like that and it's just like, everyone's on the same side.
Yeah.
And
it's a very supportive show.
Yeah. Like, you know, like a rally show, like you don't really like talk. I mean, we do now because we're like family, but like you don't like talk to executive producers.
And shit.
You know, but over there, like you're all hanging out and just talking. Yeah. It's making a comedy show.
Yeah.
You're
it's
making
crazy.
A comedy show.
Yeah.
You know,
comedy Dancing show with the Stars without, was like that too. Crazy mind games.
You know, you think of
SNL will have like crazy mind games. Ooh, does he like me? Does he like me? It's pretty much like if you do well.
At Wild N Out.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you don't, if you suck ass, they'll be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But if you're good, they'll be like, hey, awesome.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
There's no like, let's not give her a compliment to me.
None
of that. But if you suck, it'll be known.
Yeah.
Whoa. Like in front of everyone, the EP will be like, you get one episode to show us why we should still pay for you to be here.
Oh, fuck.
But it's obvious. It's not like, no one ever gets yelled at who doesn't deserve it. Fucking people who cannot.
Oh, I saw people
even speak
at.
On stage.
Yeah.
He's coaching them how to like enunciate and like speak to a crowd.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's
it was the best kind of thing. That was the best tough love.
Yeah.
When someone does that, because some kids needed it because they weren't, and they actually said it like not to toot my own horn, but dude was like, you know, Vinny's here in these like workshops and shit. Like he doesn't need to be here.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? But this is how. It's not about anything. It's about like the craft and shit. So he's like, if he's here, like you should be taking this really seriously. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Is the audience all black?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Couple whites.
Makes it even scarier.
So
what did you say?
Scarier. Yeah. Having an all black audience.
Very
Why you hate
scary.
Black people? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. They scare me so much.
It's known like in comedy that black crowds are hard. Mm-hmm. Or they're amazing.
Or amazing.
If they like you, what you did.
They're my favorite,
but
if they're the only like judgment, you're like, fuck.
It's, they will really let you know if some, like crickets.
Immediately.
And you'll hear someone go like, what?
Yeah. Huh?
But it also is kind of a TV crowd. So like they're there to, they want you to do well.
They're high.
They're high.
The stage manager will like get them going. They have a warm up DJ set.
Yeah.
Someone will do stand up before them.
Okay. That's
so they're ready to go. But they will also let you know if something sucks ass.
Yeah.
I always have like a theory when we're going back to the producer thing, like on a show, stress can come from different things, right? So like when I do competition shows, like the stress comes from
like what kind of competitions?
Like, well, Wild 'N Out is like kind of a competition.
Oh, that's what you mean. Oh my god, I think like bodybuilding.
No,
like Vinny.
Well, no, I meant like Dancing with the Stars.
Yes. Okay.
I did a show called The Masked Dancer.
Oh,
The
Masked
Dancer.
It did one season.
Who hosted that?
That show only had one season.
I think Simone Biles won it.
That makes sense.
I don't really. There was
interesting.
Everyone was wearing like iced tea. Everyone's like. We're all walking around in masks.
Yeah, insane.
And we can't see each other.
Insane. Uh-huh.
So we know who's on the show as you're watching it later on.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean?
That's so crazy.
It's so crazy.
A secret too, if you don't know. You don't accidentally text someone. You're like, oh, I saw
someone. When you're moving around the studios and stuff, you're wearing masks and gloves.
Wow.
Everything.
So you didn't know who the other people are.
Didn't know who the other people are.
That's weird.
Wow. But anyway, so the stress comes from the show, so like the production angle of it all is very positive and welcoming, and they want you to, you know what I mean? Because the stress is coming from that. On a reality show, a lot of times, not mine, but like, you know, I probably the other ones and shit, like the stress isn't coming from the show itself. You're just like drinking on the beach.
Talking
to girls and shit like that. Totally. You know what I mean? So the producers don't really have to be nice to you.
Yeah. So where does the stress come from?
The producers.
Well, like, not the producers, but like, you're not getting pampered.
Yeah.
You're not
environment, cattle call.
Yeah. Exactly. You're not, it's not like the best, like, you know, you're filming a lot. You're like filming all day long, every day. That's why you hear all these people complain on like Love is Blind and shit like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But, sorry. I like the ones where it's coming from the show itself. Yes. You know what I mean? Because now my mind is focused on that.
Totally.
And I'm like, just get me my smoothie.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
I have to do the rumba later. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. Totally.
Have you gotten a lot of stuff since Wild 'N Out? Like, has it opened doors?
Like, my own doors. But I really haven't.
Yeah.
No, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think part of it is industry changing. It's not like one thing.
Yeah.
And then also COVID, it came out during COVID and then things opened. Mm-hmm. And now, I don't know, everything's different. I feel like I did some acting auditions, never got anything.
Yeah.
I'm old, I'm 32. I don't know if that's it.
But you do the background.
No, you're not old.
I don't know. I do stand up, yes. I got a shit ton of followers.
Yeah.
And I tour.
Yeah.
And but you're like a writer too, right? Like, you know, like I feel like you can go down that route of, you know, it doesn't all have to be.
Yeah, it doesn't all have to be.
In Hollywood, you know what I mean?
But it used to, you know, like when I first got on, it was like, Pete got Wild 'N Out, Mikey Day was on this. And I thought maybe it'll bop from that. But really no industry explosion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More followers and stand-up stuff.
I don't think Wild 'N Out is like a direct pipeline to what it could be.
Could be,
Like you look back and you see some legends that have come from there, you know what I mean? But there are also a lot of people that didn't really, you know what I mean?
No, I
but SNL's that. A good SNL is a, yeah. a good I think is a good pipeline there.
Yeah.
I can see that for well, you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You ever audition? You ever send a
never
tape
audition.
In?
Never audition.
No?
They don't even
the tape is it's tough.
I know. Yeah, you gotta do the characters and stuff.
Oh, you have
yeah.
to do like do you do impressions?
Yeah, I can do impressions. You can do impressions? Yeah. So I don't know what's going on.
You sent in a tape though.
I've never sent it. No.
No, okay. Send in a fucking tape.
I don't know.
Anyone could do it. My UCB.
Yeah, yeah.
I know anyone can do it. Yeah. Yeah.
You should definitely.
Yeah. Where's your agent?
Yeah. My manager said something to me once that was like we got to get it in this window because it's now or never about like SNL.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Putting the pressure on.
Yeah, if you're know. Not 30 on SNL.
Literally. So yeah, I don't know. Right, I've been thinking a lot lately about like in the past year about what my career goals are. And mm-hmm. I really like working for myself. And I find that as, same. You know, the industry evolves, it's really like Theo Von's career.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like perfect to
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Podcast, touring. Anything he does, everyone's like, oh.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like that kind of
thing. And he doesn't yeah. have to do any, like he has film opportunities, but it's like he makes more money to work.
Yeah,
so it's
exactly.
Like, why, you know?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
same here. And I come from the world of being on TV and stuff mm-hmm. like that, but those guys are like my idols, not for who they are, but just their career.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like yeah. I idolize like how they work for themselves yeah, and like do that all too. That stuff. You know what yeah. I mean?
It's like a little bit of a longer grind.
Yeah.
He's been doing comedy for 30 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now he's blowing up.
Theo Von like interviewed me. First of all, I think he was on like Road Rules
years
or
ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
19.
And he interviewed me when he worked for like, because a lot of these guys are comics that live in LA and shit. They just like get hired to like interview people mm-hmm. for like extra or like Access Hollywood and shit like that.
Funny or Die. Some yeah. shit
like yo, that. I've yeah. worked with so many yes. of them. I'm yeah. like, what the fuck? I'm like,
so
you
crazy.
Interviewed me
yeah.
and now you're like now so I would crazy. Like, now I would never be able to be on your show, you know?
Yeah.
Well, maybe, but.
No, I think you would. That's the thing with podcasts. There's so many.
Yeah. Exactly. There's so many.
Yeah.
That's how you know a podcast is insane when they're just like, when I'm there like fourth option.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm like, please come on your podcast, yeah. you know?
Yeah, it's an insane.
It's okay. I'm going on Maddie's podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's fun.
Madhouse.
Pull through. It's my new podcast.
It's new.
Yeah, I started. We just put our 8th episode out.
Yeah. But you got a big YouTube yeah. following, though.
I do.
It was from
Wild and Out.
Yeah, because, so. Yo, I can't. My YouTube shit is, it's a grind. I'm starting from scratch.
It's hard.
How many subs do you have?
Steps?
Like subs.
Oh, subs. I think yeah. I said subs. I have like 40K subs,
oh,
but,
yeah.
but that's but hard.
Those are hard.
No, but those are like the 40K that are engaged.
No, I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Trying. It's hard to pivot to a podcast. I'm new to podcasting.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
It's hard to pivot to like a new look
yeah.
after putting out like Wild and Out or just stand up stuff.
Yeah.
So it's a whole other grind. But I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
And you got, you're past at the Cellar, right? You go up yeah. the Cellar mm-hmm. and stuff
Cellar
like that.
And I've been doing less New York stuff. It's a grind with touring.
Somebody left a comment recently on one of my podcasts. They're like, I didn't know this many comedians existed.
Hilarious.
I'm like,
there's 5,000 comedians.
I know. And I've had like 5 on yes. my podcast.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
There's so many.
I think it's just like, you know, I left like a snooty comment back. I was like, guys, like, you know, this is not like a Hollywood, let me get like the biggest celebrity I could ever find
right.
on. Yeah. First of all, I don't even know if I can, but even still, I don't care about like, what movie are you in? You know what I mean? Like
yes,
comedians
yes.
just have, I always say like, just comedian talk in the green room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the
just
best,
talking,
best yeah. fucking conversations.
Agreed. Yeah. And also like,
that's a podcast.
If
you
can just, freaking if you enjoy what you're putting out and you're like, I'm gonna lead with just good convos, then big guests will float toward
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Everyone's so fucking obsessed with numbers. It's yeah. pissing
I
me
know,
up right now.
I know. Same.
Like even starting my podcast, like I was like, it's Madhouse. It's Maddie Smith's show. What cast are you going to? You got to have a big guest within the first 5
yeah.
episodes
yep,
to make
yep,
your numbers.
Yep.
Yeah. How is that sustainable?
I yeah. know.
You
I
think
know.
I want to be 46 with kids being like, what cast am I going to? Yeah. What are my numbers like?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
We need to get back to a place of just like creating to
you
create.
Love the game.
The love of the game.
Well, also, they're like want Jersey Shore cast members. And, yeah. and I love them. And if they want to come on, they can come on.
Pull
but
through.
First of all, there's like you said, it's not sustainable. There's mm-hmm. 7 of them. And
right.
if you want to watch me on Jersey Shore, talk to them. You can
right.
watch me on Jersey.
Yeah.
Show, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A podcast is like just collabs that like you never thought would happen.
Yeah, exactly.
And also discovering new people.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Agree.
That's where I discovered new people. Why the fuck would I want to just hear two people talk? You know?
It's like, and then sometimes do the podcast tour when they are putting something out. So it's like, if they you do listen everyone. To all the comedy podcasts every on a Wednesday, it's like, oh, look, Andrew Santino's on every podcast.
Yeah.
How is that?
Same thing, just flipped. you know what I mean?
It's like, oh, great. Every podcast I listen to has a thing.
No, I know. Because exactly
someone's doing their little press tour.
Yeah.
So it's all, I don't know.
Does your podcast have a theme?
No, I tried to, like, my, you know how when you start a podcast, everyone's like, what's your hook?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, what's it about?
Yeah, you gotta have a hook.
Yeah.
It's just me talking.
Yeah.
I wanted to have a place. Yes. Like, can we just chill for 1 second?
Just chill, bro.
Yeah, just chill.
Yeah. It's pretty loose. Like, every week, like, and as you grow, let me grow.
No one wants to let you grow. They just want a viral moment.
Yeah.
Let me look back.
It might change.
Let me look back at, oh my God, Caroline and I were talked for 10 minutes about a new book I read. Let's do a book segment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fucking A. That's how stand-up works.
Yeah.
You think I was a banger at stand-up when I first started?
Yeah.
I was like, shit ass. And then I was like, oh, that was good.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh, here's Maddie's style.
Yeah. Yeah.
God.
Speaking of...
Everyone's like pissing me off right now.
I get it.
It's so formula.
That's why I didn't want to go to a network.
I didn't go to a network either. Yeah.
Because... Not that there's anything wrong with it and it's good. Like, I would love for them to pay for the studio space and I would love for them to just automatically get you ads. I don't want anybody looking over my shoulder.
Agreed.
Saying you should do this or this or looking at my numbers.
Agreed.
I want anybody looking at my fucking numbers. You know what I mean?
I need to look at it if I want to.
Yeah.
When or my producer to be like, hey, numbers are down. You got to
post it. When I post on social media, my Instagram page, like, I'm doing that for myself.
Yeah.
This is just an extension of that.
Yeah.
No agent comes in and is like, you should do this TikTok like this.
Yeah.
To get this.
Have they tried?
Kind of numbers. Not on social media, but with the pod, they start to.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm trying to, like, obviously the goal is to make money.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's all about the numbers. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Numbers.
And YouTube and all that, I feel like that's harder. Like, long form, all that is harder than, like,
it's so hard. It's so hard.
You know? Yeah, but it's more.
You're competing with, like, the Nelk boys, you know?
I know. Beast and all these freak asses, but.
We're going to make it.
You can't go in with doubting or like scarcity mindset.
No.
Look at everyone else. How could I fit in with all of them? No.
No.
This is the first time I'm like investing in myself and just like paying for shit. And it's something I love to do.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, again, with my social media, like anything I've grown followers for have just been authentically me posting with no one telling me what the fuck to do.
Me too.
So if you do that, then it's going to work. But speaking of like just banger comedians, because you said like I wasn't a banger comic from the start.
Right.
I had my first Vinny and Friends show.
Yes, at the Stand.
Yes. Really good.
It was really fun. Two shows back to back. Second crowd was a little feral.
A lot feral. Was
10 p.m. show or?
10 p.m. show.
Those were good.
The 8 p.m. was great.
The 8 p.m. was just amazing. Mm-hmm. Not that I didn't like the 10 p.m., but I was like, I don't know what like.
It felt like we were substitute teachers.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It was like they were the first. That was the show that went on sale first. So I thought maybe they would be the real good ones. You know what I mean? And they were. They were great. It was just that the 8 p.m. was a little bit more of a comedy. Like, they were listening more.
Yeah.
They wouldn't shut up at the 10 p.m.
At all. You had to, like, go, kind of, like, okay, what do you
But we want to make it a...
And they probably drank before.
Yeah.
Probably drank before.
Or girls, too, in the 10 p.m.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
A lot more
And
girls.
They probably definitely had martinis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But surprisingly cool, though, because, like, as I'm doing comedy out in the world, like, I don't really relate. Like, I get a little dirty in my act. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So... I'm not really like girly pop and a lot of the audience are like that. And like it kind of, there's like a little disconnect, but they were cool. They were fucked up last night.
My fans
are fucked up. I can say whatever I want.
The first show, more like guys.
Yeah, there were guys
It
there.
Was weird.
There were guys
no,
there.
Zero black people.
Right.
I was the only black, me and Derek Gaines.
Right.
And you're half.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So Derek Gaines was black people.
Derek Gaines was saying, he was like, I'm Vinny's black friend on the show.
Yeah. That's so funny.
No, but we want to make it a monthly thing.
Yeah,
It was great. It was like the way I was describing it was like I felt like because obviously, you know, I always hear like comedians shouldn't do sets in front of their fans because they're never going to develop and grow or not only do that. You know what I mean? But for me, it was helping because I felt like I play basketball. So I felt like I was like following through
yes, I know
on my punchlines. Mm-hmm. When I do it, when I'm kind of apprehensive or whatever, I kind of just say it and get out of there.
Yeah.
But this one, because like I knew like I had them and shit, I was like just like following through.
Yeah.
I was letting it
hang. He was committing to all of his punchlines.
Committing to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's why I love it, because now I'm going to commit to it on the bad stages.
I know. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You can like get more momentum, riff a little bit.
Yes.
Figure out like how you do in front of a good audience.
Mm-hmm.
When I started open mics, there was this corny ass thing called Laughing Buddha. It's still around, I think. Laughing.
It is still around.
Yeah.
Is it an open mic?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like a scam.
Yep.
It's a scam.
Yeah.
It's a total scam. But I got sucked in and I didn't even know there was other mics. I would do those mics.
Yeah.
And
so much money.
It was so much money. Oh my God. It was like,
like a drink. I'd be
going to ATMs, getting out like $20 bills.
Yeah. Yeah.
$20 bills.
For like,
just for like one mic.
No, it's crazy.
But it was like the crowds. And this was, I started in 2016,
mm-hmm.
and the crowds at these mics were like so supportive
mm-hmm.
that I got good in my own voice really quickly because I was at these corny ass mics.
Uh-huh.
So that when I left and went to like the Creek in the Cave or like shit ass open mics, I was like, well, I know I'm good somewhere.
Yeah.
So just having that confidence is so, even if your jokes aren't there, like the confidence,
no. The finesse.
Yes.
I'm so glad I did it because like I said, I'm like, all right, like at least, even if this shit isn't that funny, it's just making me confident.
Yeah, confident.
So I can, I can go on the stand tomorrow and it's not going to be that crowd.
Yeah,
right.
But if I just deliver it that confidently, like it'll help. It can't
it
hurt.
Helps.
Yeah.
It can't hurt.
Listen to your recordings, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So it was good.
You did really well. It was perfect.
So guys, come out to the next Vinny and Friends. We're going to do it probably every month. And,
and they were good with their phones too, because I told them.
Oh yeah, Sienna was the bad.
Yeah,
the
I was the bad cop. Well, because I
host.
No, I don't want to host. We had Mike Figgs host.
Oh, nice.
And then there was like three comics, and then me.
And then you brought me up.
I did a set, and then I brought him up, but he didn't want anyone recording his set.
Okay,
so I was like, hey, put your phone.
But I wanted them to take pictures at the end.
Yeah,
okay,
they
got it.
Actually listened. I was like, no one ever listened to me.
You're like, listen to me, white people.
They were like, uh-huh. I was like, oh my God, I love white people.
Yeah.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Maddie,
so funny.
You're from Buffalo, right?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
And when did you move to the city?
Literally 2015.
2015.
Moved there, graduated college 2014. Worked in Rochester for a year, shithole.
I have
to New York.
My family's from Rochester.
Yes, really? Did you tell me that?
My dad's side. Maybe like briefly.
Yes.
Once. Yeah.
And Buffalo. Go up there?
Not anymore. I don't talk to that side anymore.
Okay.
But I also have family in Buffalo.
Really?
Yeah.
What part of Buffalo do you know?
Near the border.
Yeah. Like near Niagara.
Yeah.
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 I'm from a town called Clarence.
It's suburbs. Horrible.
Yeah. Shithole.
So cold.
Flat. Gray a lot of the times.
I did a appearance once in Buffalo.
Yeah.
And
at a club?
It was at like I've been there a couple of times, but this one was at like a beach club.
Okay.
Because there's
downtown?
Like water there.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
During the summer?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
There's like water there. So it was so funny because I was in, I did like a little tour. I was in Canada because I always get booked to do club appearances in Canada. So like I was in like Montreal, Toronto. I'm like, all right, let's like route it. So then like we go down to Buffalo and it's just like such a decline of like human beings.
Yeah.
From like Toronto
to Buffalo.
Baddies.
Yeah.
But I will say it was like, it was amazing people.
Yeah. Nice people.
They just
people.
Want a fucking drink.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, it was the funniest
thing. They get hammered.
Yes.
Also the decline, because they booked me like last second. Mm-hmm. This guy gave me a shit ton of money. I guess he just needed a talent or something to put on the flyer of this like beach club thing.
Yeah.
And I think five people showed up.
Hilarious.
It was like
an
acre of land.
Oh my God.
It was so fucking big.
That is so funny.
But like, I'm not really there. I always say, like, even in general, like, I don't want to be the one that brings everyone in.
Yeah.
Like, I want you to already have people.
Yeah. That's how it should be. Yeah.
And then I just a little razzle dazzle.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It should be already cool. Plus Vinny.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think it was already cool.
Yeah. They wanted you to do a meet and greet. Yeah.
That is so fun.
So like six people showed up and, I think I ended up, this was weird, but I think I ended up, I don't know if I should say this, whatever. I smashed the owner.
What?
Like, it was a girl.
No, yeah, I was like,
what was
Vinny.
His name? Yeah, I'm like, Vinny!
Coming out story.
I think it was really? Like a family business.
No
and
way!
She was like running the show.
Really?
Yeah.
She was not, for Buffalo.
For Buffalo, yeah.
Buffalo, yeah.
She was the Buffalo 10.
Yeah.
Manhattan 3, you know?
Oh my God, hilarious.
No, like, I think, and the running joke was that she just brought me there to have sex with me.
Oh my God.
You know
that's
what I mean?
That's so funny.
Probably
nothing
true.
Else. Yeah, there's no one else.
Yeah. That was like her like wedding gift.
Yeah.
From her dad.
A little escort.
Yeah.
Nice.
A little
the
escort.
Dowry.
That's so funny.
Yeah, but
so
we did funny. It. And then like, I was like hammered all day. And then we did a Buffalo Wing tour in just bars, which I don't know. Is that a thing? Is Buffalo Wings a thing for Buffalo?
Buffalo Wings. Yep. Yeah. Wings are everywhere.
Yeah. But like, they're from there, right? No, I'm saying like
Buffalo Wings are from there.
Wasn't like a place, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to like, what am I trying to say?
Buffalo?
Like when you go to like Nashville, you're like hot chicken.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're like, you got to go to like this place.
Yes. In Buffalo, I always tell people you go anywhere for wings.
That's everywhere. My point.
Really?
Everyone goes above. Where should I get wings? They're everywhere.
Right.
Really?
It's just like a staple at every pizzeria, every restaurant, every place.
And I probably,
no matter where you are.
I probably
okay, I like that,
was just eating regular buffalo wings.
Yeah.
But I was like, these taste so
but
much
I'm
better.
I'm in Buffalo eating
because
Buffalo.
I'm in Buffalo wings.
Yeah. No, I do think they have better wings up there, to be honest.
Yeah.
And they drink Crown.
Mm-hmm.
You ever hear of that?
And Miller High Life.
Okay.
Champagne of beers and Labatt Blue.
Nice. But what else what's life like? Like, what was it like growing up there? Like, was it like farmy kind of? Or
my dad grew up on a dairy farm in Clarence, where I'm from. So it was all flatlands, and then that town got developed in the 80s. So now then it was all suburbs, huge McMansion neighborhoods. So it was kind of like
came up a little bit.
You know, like the Mean Girls, Regina George, high school.
Yeah.
Like rich as fuck kids.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, not me though. Yeah. Like huge, huge houses. Like the Buffalo Sabres would live in my town.
What is that?
The Bills, the
all
hockey team.
Oh, the
we had
hockey
team.
Because
it had great schools.
Yeah.
There was nothing to do. Huge, just spread of
money
land.
With nothing to do.
Flat, yeah.
It's a lot
I'm telling you, like
heroin.
Panera Bread.
Panera Bread.
Movie theater, walk around
Chili.
The mall.
Yeah.
Hang
do
around.
Do you still go back?
No, my family moved to Rochester. I have some family in Clarence still, but really don't spend a lot of time
is Rochester
in Buffalo.
Rochester better though?
No.
I feel like it might be worse.
It's not better.
Rochester is the one that's like 7 hours
lives.
Away, right? It's
like
right up there.
It's up there near Lake Ontario. And then Buffalo's 1 hour to the west.
It's so cheap though. Like if I lived in Rochester, I'd be rich.
I think, wasn't that one of the places I heard that they pay you to live there or something like that?
Probably.
They probably.
Yeah, there's like towns like that. You
it's
get
so
like a tax credit.
Though, or it was.
Yeah, my mom lives in Pittsford, which is the rich town of Rochester.
That's where my dad lives.
Yeah.
LOL.
They probably know each other.
Yeah, probably.
Same last name?
Ross.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
You have a hyphenate.
Yeah.
My mom moved to Pittsford, huge ass suburban house with her new husband.
Nice.
So it's like, but then if you go into Rochester, the city, it's so different.
So different.
Literally 7 minute drive.
Yeah, it's insane.
Tiny town.
The segregation.
All I think about when I hear those places is that Ryan Gosling movie, The Place Beyond the
Beyond
Pines.
The Pines.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think that was like Schenectady or Skaneateles.
It was
or
like one of like Troy or Rome or something like that.
That's closer to Albany.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a good movie.
But there's just like a whole world of just like people living in New York.
Yeah. New York State is huge.
It's huge. People don't understand because they're like, oh, why don't you go back to Rochester? I'm like, it's way further than even Boston.
I know. I was in Georgia. I told someone I was from Buffalo and she was like, my sister lives in Brooklyn.
Okay.
Don't care.
Yeah. No, when I went to Rochester for a wedding and there was like, the furthest they've ever been south was, I think, what's that shit? There's like, Kingston.
Yep.
Right?
Kingston on Hudson.
That's like a
Hudson
big city to
yes.
them.
Yes.
You know?
Hilarious.
Have you ever been to the, did you go to Canada a lot or no?
We went like, we saw like Wicked in Toronto with my family. A bunch of kids in my school would go there, buy fake IDs, beer, because I think the drinking age was 19 or something, right?
Yes.
We didn't go a ton, but it was really right there. Niagara Falls, shit like that. But the thing with Buffalo is it's stark winter from October to like mid-May.
You can't move.
Yeah.
It's like yourself.
So cold.
Is the suicide rate high there?
I don't know.
I feel like it should be.
Yeah.
You should all kill yourself.
Yeah. It was like a lot of indoor fun with my friends. Like indoors all the time.
Yeah.
Basement hanging.
Yeah.
Ecstasy parties or something. Yeah. Like I don't know what I'm saying. You guys did that, but I feel
card
like
game, board games, like fucking around.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Like fucking around.
A lot of sex, probably.
There was a lot of weird, like the kids in my school in middle school, there was like rumors of like sex. Sex by the pond.
Yeah.
Like trash ass rich kids.
Sex by the pond.
Yeah. Sex by the Emily Lyon got fingered by the pond. So yeah, it was weird. I played a lot of sports, musical theater, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Just any activity to just
People don't know
comedy.
Comedy, like when I was 24.
Okay.
Yeah, later.
People don't know this, but the Niagara Falls on the Canadian side is like pretty popping.
Yes.
It's like Vegas for them.
Really?
Popping. They have casinos.
Best strip club in the world is in Niagara.
Really?
On the other side. It's called the Sundowner.
Really?
And not everyone knows about it.
Is that what you said
it's
yesterday?
It's almost like a secret code.
What makes it the best?
The girl...
this one girl.
This one girl from the side club. Yeah, this one girl. No. So it's, I'm trying to think. It's like America has their strip clubs where all the best strippers in the world gravitate towards. Like it's like 11 in Miami or the Crazy Horse in Vegas. Mm-hmm. Like they're not from there. It's like they assemble
there. They move there. Yeah. Comedians coming in New York.
They do a season there. The Sundowner is that place of Canada. So you have like these girls from like Montreal, Toronto, everywhere, like all gathering in the middle over there. And they're gorgeous. They're beautiful, but they're all educated.
Yeah.
And like you can feel like you can get a lap dance from them, but also, you know, talk to them about healthcare something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you could talk about your day.
It's your dream.
Literally.
Your dream girl.
Right? My dream girl.
I
want
to talk and I want her to be hot.
Yeah.
No, they're so friendly and kind, you know, because like a strip club is usually not that environment. Strip club is usually just like, you know.
It's like stale and sad.
A little tense and a little tense too.
Yeah. So if you ever, you know.
Interesting. I feel like Canadians have more of a baseline level of intellectual ism that we don't have.
Yeah.
Same with Europe.
Yes.
They're all just the base level is there for every
I feel like they don't feel like
member.
They're entitled. Like, I feel like, I don't know. Like, I know, like, beautiful women there and shit that, like, I'm like, oh, so what are you doing? They're like, oh, nothing. I just got back from like Africa. I was like digging wells for like starving children.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, oh, you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Because you're so beautiful. You know what I mean? Like, but like you, like some guy will marry you. You know what I mean? But they want to do it because they want like the human experience of like philanthropy and traveling and shit like that. You know, that doesn't really happen.
We don't ingrain that in people.
No, we're like, we're just staying here. We're in America. We're good.
We instill like individualism. Get your fucking
bag. Most people never leave America too.
Yeah.
Like never.
Yeah. Never.
Like 97% of
America. No, it's like when you cross in the border, it's like when you're in Canada, like you see every walk of life working at the airport.
Yeah.
There's hot girls, there's young guys,
it's
whatever.
It's crazy. Their middle class is insane.
Yeah.
I don't even know, like when I was in Toronto, I went to the Kensington Market or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And something like that in New York, like the, you know, like the urban market where they like Chelsea Market or something.
Yeah.
It was like middle class.
Right.
Like firemen like eating like sausage sandwiches for lunch.
Wow.
And the firemen too look like every, I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah.
There's no middle class here.
Yeah.
Of people just functioning.
No.
Everyone's either fucking broke as hell.
Yeah.
Right.
Middle class is broke here.
Yeah.
Or you're rich.
The middle class is broke here.
They're functioning.
Yeah.
They're not stressed. Everyone's so stressed.
They can
here.
Just like do their job and not be like, oh my God, I might not eat.
Yeah. Toll booth.
Working.
Yeah. Toll booth workers are just like, oh, my family. It's like
they go on vacation.
Dignified.
Yes.
Dignified country.
Yeah, like having a job is not like a bad thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like here, like if you have a certain job, it's like you're afraid to say it. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you don't want to say if you like work at a restaurant or whatnot.
It's like the Ricky Velez joke when he's like, he's like, you ever been to, I think he said Norway. He's like, hot girls work at McDonald's.
It's true.
In Norway. Yeah. And then he's like, she's like, you want a drink? He's like, no, bitch, do you want a drink?
Hilarious.
Because it's so true. It's they so just true. Work there, like in the pro, there's like, you know, I love that. I don't know. I feel like maybe it might change in the future because Toronto was like a, I watched this documentary, how it came about, and it all pretty much got popping because of Vince Carter.
Who's
Vince
that?
Carter, basketball player. Oh, okay. He was the first like flashy, showy player to play on the Raptors.
Okay, got it.
And before that, you know, I'm sure that Toronto was kind of like maybe Buffalo or something.
What year
like
was
that? What'd you say?
What year was Vince Carter?
I don't know. This was probably in the 90s.
Okay.
Something like that. Early 90s.
Yeah.
And then he started doing through the legs dunks and shit.
Yeah.
Made Toronto a hot spot. And they were like, okay, we need a club.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started doing clubs. And it was brand new.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That culture.
Yeah.
And then Drake came along.
Yeah.
And then he got it popping too. And now it's like every girl's like Fashion Nova, beautiful, hot, you know?
Nice, in the cities.
But I hope they don't lose the humbleness of who they were. You know what I mean? Like we did.
Totally. I don't think they will.
No.
Canada overall is just different vibes.
Yeah. I think it's like the education thing that they all get educated for free and stuff like that.
And like the healthcare, I'm sure helps a little bit.
Healthcare, I feel like they have more, they have grants for artists.
Yeah, they do.
They have like all sorts of friends that programs. Like, so if you wanted to go part-time, you could.
Yeah.
It's more accessible to like pursue.
Whereas
here it's like, if you're not working 9 to 5 or 40 hours a week, good luck.
Yeah.
Everything is tied to that.
Yeah.
Right. Benefits, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
401k, la, la, la.
Yeah, you have to say bye to health insurance.
Yeah.
Like me.
And he's got
me and Drake got the same type.
Yeah. And she's got like, you like thick girls?
Yeah.
Thick.
Really?
You didn't know that?
This is shocking to me. No, I remember when we were talking.
I'm trending right now on Black Twitter.
What? Really? For being a king?
No. Well, half and half. I don't know. It's like, I don't know how much I'll put of this in here, but it's for me liking just, I was saying like, I just like curvy women, basically. I don't care what ethnicity they are.
Right.
A lot of times I do get along with Black people culturally.
Right.
So it aligns, you know, but I do like, I like pogs.
Wow.
Fat ass white girls.
What does pog mean?
Fat ass white girl.
Yeah, but P is like the
P. Like,
oh, okay. Fat. That's right.
Yeah.
That's where I got confused.
Yes.
Interesting.
I like my type is wild and out girls.
Yes.
I know it's in heaven there, Maddie.
The wild and out girls that they have just like on stage, like the ones that are kind of just hired like dancers.
Yeah.
Goddesses now is what they call them.
Goddesses.
Too.
They're like fly girls, right? Like that's what they used to have on that show.
Exactly. Bottle, like they'll hold like the props. And
I will say being on the show kind of demystifies it a little bit because now you're just like living in the hotel with them and like everyone's just in their pajamas.
They walk
together around
and fly.
Yeah.
You see them without in their bonnets and stuff.
Yeah.
Like the Wild Out girls will come out with bonnets.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my nails done.
Yeah.
I was so scared to talk to them.
Yeah.
Like behind the scenes and shit. I have this weird complex, even in the gym. I always talk about it, but I'm afraid to talk to girls where like we're forced to be in the same space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because then I feel like
they don't have an exit.
They don't have an exit and like they don't really want to talk to me.
That's your anxiety though.
Don't overthink it because then it comes off as weird. Then can I even say that to you?
Yeah.
Shut up.
I know.
Stop making me carry your burden.
No. I know exactly. Now I'm carrying the conversation that you started.
Or you ignore them and then they're like, why are you? Then you just ignore, don't ignore either.
Yeah.
Because guys in comedy will do that too.
Yeah.
Like, well, I won't even talk to them anymore.
They wouldn't even look at you.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, thanks.
Yeah.
We can't even say anything.
No, literally.
Because of, they're so afraid of sexually harassing us. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, quite literally.
Yeah.
They're like blind and deaf. They can't even hear or see us.
Helen Keller.
I just don't want to be like, just because I can, I'm gonna, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, just because I am like next to you on the squat rack now, I should be able to have a conversation with you.
Right.
But it's weird though, because like this girl in the gym, like we do talk to each other, like we'll stop and talk. Like there's some interest of talking, but like I just feel weird just like every time she's there, I'm like, hey, what's up? It's me again. You know what I mean? I don't fucking
know. You can say hey. Going on a date with or the
No,
girl?
This is
just someone
girl
at
the gym.
Got you can say hey.
I know.
It's so hot. Say hey.
No, but I'm having trouble getting the IG.
Oh.
The next step to carry it out. Oh, yeah. Saying hey is
be
fine.
Natural.
What if she says if no? What's the worst that can happen?
Matt, I'm a weirdo. I'm autistic.
He's
and
so autistic.
I do not
yes,
know
I'm
how
very
to,
curious about
yes,
this.
Yes, yes.
But you're Vinny. You were crushing Vinny. On the Jersey Shore.
Nah.
When we watched,
I was
when
autistic we, on Jersey Shore as well.
When we watched, we'd be like, Vinny's the normal hot guy.
Yeah.
But you think, are you better with if you drink a little bit?
I'm better. Oh my God. So much better if I drink a little bit.
Yeah. When he's sober, he like doesn't know how to say bye. He'll just be like, yeah. Okay, bye.
No, but a lot of times you're watching, I think, those interactions where the girls are already kind of talking to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. I'm talking about people that don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I have to break some kind of barrier. Yeah, yeah. Then my social interactions become super weird.
Well, that's why I'm glad I'm not a dude in general.
I know.
They got to come to us. And yeah. Be like, I like you.
And well, now men are scared because they're scared of being.
Now,
like,
yeah, exactly. Know. Just as he just said. So now they don't, they don't even ask us out.
Let me holla.
Hey.
Is the fear of her thinking that you're creepy or her saying no?
Saying no.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Saying no and then.
Seeing her again.
Well, no. Here's the fear. I'll tell you. It's not that. It's like what we were talking about. What were you saying about the SNL thing? I feel like there's like only one time that I could do this.
Yeah,
and totally. If I do it too early, I might blow it.
So true.
So I'm looking for the pocket.
Yeah, you gotta get the window.
Of how to talk to her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's where it's like, that's where the fear comes from.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. If it was just like, I'll never see this person again and I'm in Buffalo.
Right.
I'll be like, just go talk to her. Who gives a fuck? Yeah. You know what I mean? But I'm like, I know this is going to be like a longer thing. I'm waiting for like the right window.
Whenever you see her, you remember the rejection. And it's weird.
Actually, no, I'll feel so much better.
Yeah. Really?
And it'll make you squat better.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'll have closure.
Yeah, fuck that bitch. Yeah.
No, I love when a girl has a boyfriend.
Because
I'm like, all right, this is not my department. Next, you know what I mean?
Crosses off, moves to the next on his list.
But it was crazy though with the Wild Night. Like when I did talk to them, then we were all friends, but it was like the last episode.
Yeah.
You know what
that
I'm saying?
That always happens.
You're like, hey, you guys.
Yeah.
The last 2 days.
Yeah. There's some girls like, I love you. I'm in love with you. I'm like, I gotta go, babe. Yeah.
Probably for the better though.
Yeah.
You don't want to be mixing all that.
I know. I can't imagine being there because I was only there for a couple of days. I can't imagine if you're there for weeks and weeks and weeks, you know, probably.
Yeah.
Has there been any love things happen there?
People have hooked up.
Hooked up, yeah.
No,
like relationships. I'm surprised.
No relationships.
It's interesting.
Really?
You have any like crazy like stories just of I don't want to blow people up, but like with the guests and shit that have come on?
Like I remember like I came on season 14, season 15, pre Doja Cat exploding into like now everyone knows who Doja Cat is.
Yeah.
She came on and I think she was on Lean.
Oh shit.
She was like drunk as fuck.
Yeah.
Cause she was in the Wild style and she was like, drunk as fuck. NLE Choppa, if you know who that
I was there, right?
I think he came back.
Oh, okay. But when this was the first time?
There was the one episode where one day Kevin Hart was supposed to come and then he didn't come.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day he was supposed to come and he did come.
Yeah, I bet you that happens.
Like 11 p.m.
Yeah.
So we had to like wait all day.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
Just sit around.
Do Nick's kids, do they come ever?
I've met one of the babies because his podcast, he did have a podcast that Cannon in the Morning.
Yep.
That he had in L.A. Mm-hmm. Abby De La Rosa came and she brought
She was a co-host, right?
Oh.
Yes.
Someone she's on the show?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he has they have guests that saw, like, you know, they have like, you know, I'm sure like some crazy shit has happened.
They had the Floribama Shore.
On Wildin' Out?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Well, we were a guest on the show.
Oh, the whole cast?
Yeah, you guys were
guests. No, just like me and Ronnie did it once.
Yeah,
I did it by myself once.
Yeah. They had, do you fuck with Floribama Shore? Is that your nemesis?
I wouldn't say a nemesis, but.
obviously not as cool.
They're honestly, it's not, we get a little bit more territorial when. It's in this area.
Yes. So but they came up here. Yeah.
Floribama.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I don't care. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like they're down south. It's a completely different. Mm-hmm. There was like a Buckhead Shore where they were doing like Atlanta.
Really?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
That's
Buckhead
cool.
Shore was just like, there's like a whole world of like bougie people in Buckhead. Like Atlanta.
Yeah. I would. What about, would you ever do Summer House?
I wouldn't. I don't know. No, I wouldn't do Summer House, but I know Hannah and Paige and shit.
Well, I guess it's a different network.
Bravo and stuff.
Yeah.
I think these girls have been popping up from Summer House on my shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're on another Summer House, but I don't know. I get this thing like when a girl goes on a reality show, she's like instantly likes me. Because now she feels like some kind of like connection to me.
Yeah, let's talk.
Like if Juliana Alou, she's like this Victoria's Secret model that like I love. She would never even breathe on me.
Right.
But if she went on a reality show, I bet you she would like me.
Because now
she like feels this like kind of connection.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a camaraderie.
I do a lot of like, I don't want to say dating, but like, you know, the rejects from like The Bachelor.
Oh, yes.
Because now...
Well, there's a bunch of... There's so many hot girls. Mm-hmm.
Bachelor has quality women.
Yeah, they do.
Because they have like good jobs.
Yeah, I'm a lawyer.
Lawyers and stuff.
Giving it all up.
And they're all hot.
Yeah, they're all hot.
Yeah.
I just literally wait till girls get eliminated from dating reality shows. And then I follow them.
That's so funny.
And I'm like, so what's up?
That's so funny.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just like waiting in the wings with a net.
Did you watch it?
No, but I'm on Bachelor Nation Reddit. So I kept up through.
Are you?
I watched some seasons. Yeah. I think I watched the beginning of the season. I didn't like the guy.
The Last Bachelor?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even watch it.
Just like, reminds me of like an audience member at the stand. Just like, you know what I mean?
Like a finance bro?
Just like kind of bird brain. Oh, I'm so mean. But just like, I thought, just like no.
He would think too much before he spoke. Like customer service vibe.
Yeah, felt a little empty.
I think that we would be a great match.
And he kind of let the girls talk.
Yeah.
You'd be coming from
someone that's been
that.
In that position.
Right, I know.
Because I've had these dating shows.
Right.
In that position, you're pretty much just like a wall to bounce off of.
Yes.
When you're a contestant, that's when like the real personality shows. But to be the person, you just have to like generically just stay there because like you're not seeing who you really are. You're not being goofy and silly. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Dude, if I was a bachelorette, I would be fucking.
Yeah.
Wild. Like, dude, what you said was just gay as fuck.
ABC would love that. They would be like, you know.
I want to get some. Yeah, let's get some like regular.
Regular.
I want to see like a regular.
Yeah, I want to watch a Bachelor that's like fully regular people.
Fully regular.
I mean, that's kind of what Double Shot Love was supposed to be. Like my dating. It was like the Ratchet Bachelor.
Okay. Kinda,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was still kind of like that. It wasn't really, I don't know.
I want to see a Bachelor with like.
You know what the best show is?
Yeah.
One Mo' Chance.
What is that?
On Zeus Network.
I've never heard of this.
So back in the day, there was like a show called like. A Chance of Love or some shit.
It was the guy. Love.
Chance was a guy that was on New York. You know, I Love New York.
Yes.
She had a dating show. Chance was like, and then so he became a known character.
Got it.
And then got his own show.
Yeah.
They brought it back years later.
Okay.
And it's called One Mo' Chance, and it's on
hilarious.
Zeus.
Yeah.
Bro, the opposite of politically correct.
Oh, really?
There's a trans woman on the show, and he's just calling her a dude the whole time.
Really?
Like this is on network, not network. This is on
where do you
television.
Watch it?
They cable? Fist fight. They're like, he's calling the trans. He's like, come on, bro.
That's
it's crazy. I don't support that, but like I support just how chaotic and
the
show is. That they just fucking do
where
everything.
Where do you watch it?
What?
Where do you watch it?
I think I still might have a subscription to Zeus.
To Zeus?
It's probably like $4 a month.
Yeah. But they have to keep it behind a paywall.
Yeah,
totally.
But if you want the regular Bachelor.
Yeah, that's what we should watch. One
I don't know if that's regular.
Like a trans fireman.
I want like a Bachelor with like none of the girls are big on Instagram.
Mm.
And they're just
none of them are trying to be like famous. I guess the Golden Bachelor. I honestly really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of it.
Yeah,
and
they're already divorced. They're already divorced.
Oh I watched God. Them, like I watched their like maybe 60 minutes interview or something in a hotel room. It was so awkward.
You watch any other shows? Like any other reality? Are you a reality TV person?
Not a big reality person.
Like Love is Blind? Do you watch
TLC? I watched
TLC?
The first season of Love is Blind. Okay. It was Flames because none of them were
wanted.
Now
to be
it's all like
influencers.
And I loved that. I loved when that guy came out short. The Mark and that one girl when that
was that the first season?
Yeah, first season he came out and he was short and she just like tried to force it. So mean to the guy. Second season, and then I really like the first season of a lot of these shows.
This last season people liked a lot.
Yeah.
That girl was trending for that. I felt bad.
People were into it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what show was interesting? The Ultimatum. That was a good one.
That was a crazy one
where I fucked the girl. Yeah, it was crazy.
I didn't watch it.
So unhealthy.
Yeah.
So unhealthy.
Is it Netflix?
What was that on? Maybe Netflix, right?
It was Netflix. They did the gay edition.
Mm,
That's what I called one of the girls last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how I would feel. I mean, I wouldn't be able to do that. But it, the show kind of makes no sense. It's like, yeah, we really love each other. And just to make sure we love each other, I want you to kiss this other person and see if I feel a type of way about it.
Yeah, it's so weird.
You know,
like she'll be like, I want to lock it down, but he's being wishy-washy. So I'm telling him we get three weeks or whatever.
To fuck someone else.
For you to figure out if you really want this.
That's the ultimatum.
Yeah.
The ultimatum.
They each have
I'll fuck your brother
version.
If you don't.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The best
is there was this one season. I think there was only one. I don't know. There might have been two. But they're like, I think it was the first one or whatever. But you need to find another person.
Yes.
To swap with.
I forgot about this.
Otherwise, you're not on the show.
Yes.
So this one girl.
Totally forgot.
So this couple comes on, right? Do you remember the blonde girl?
Kind of.
This couple comes on and they do the whole thing. And then they all go on dates to date each other. And you're supposed to pick someone else.
Yeah.
You're supposed to swap with somebody. But nobody wanted this other girl.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody wanted the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
So like the first, but they still wanted to be on the show.
Yeah.
So like episode one, they go, nobody wants them. And then they come together on the episode. And then he's just like, I love you. I want you to marry me. Like it just only lasted like
one day. Yeah.
Because
they
couldn't
have no
find,
option.
They had no options.
Yeah.
Really they ended up being together.
And that's kind of an ultimatum too.
Yeah. Yo, very symbolic.
The funniest thing. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
They just wanted a moment.
Yes.
And they didn't want to just like exit gracefully.
Totally.
So they're like, I love you.
Definitely
it was so
broken
funny.
Up by now.
Yeah.
So messy. Are you on the apps, Vinny? Are you on the apps? You
know? I'm on the app.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a Hinge date tonight.
Really?
Nice. I'm only on Raya.
I was on Raya for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was okay.
I don't love Raya.
I liked Raya until I saw what the girl's side of Raya looks like, what the girls look like. I was like, wow.
Yeah. I have a turn to...
For real,
yeah, it's like
bro.
The hottest bitches.
I have a turn to guys and girls.
Oh, wait. Time out. Do you say you look like asshole or they look like asshole?
I look like asshole.
Oh,
compared
no.
Compared to them.
Nah. There's like one... I mean, look, like... I get in trouble for being superficial and I'm totally not superficial. Love is blind,
everyone's
guys.
Superficial.
No. It's all about the inside.
Right. Yeah.
I might swipe like right on like one out of every like 15 people.
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Okay.
You totally.
Know. That's how I feel. It's not like just tens, 10, 10, 10. It's more about just like they're kind of, I like it because they're not like so thirsty.
Agreed.
Like they all have an artsy kind of like vibe.
Yeah, it's a little bit more arts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
a lot
it's
of
not
art
arts,
directors.
It's like rich. Yeah, a lot of creative directors.
I don't know what art directors are, but
I don't know what they are.
It's a thing.
I don't know what they are, but they all have the craziest like cool photos.
Yeah.
Definitely like a step up intellectually from Hinge.
Yeah.
Oh. All the dates I went on, the guys were exactly what their profile was.
They're just
I wasn't really ever
thought.
Let down or like creepy weirded out.
Yeah.
More just like, nah, not my type.
Hinge or Raya?
Raya.
Oh, yeah. Like they have a resume.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They like pass the test.
Vetted.
At some point. Yeah.
And you could be like if a guy was like, if I went to DC and a guy saw me on Raya, I could go out with him and it wouldn't be like rape dungeon.
Yeah.
It would be like a normal.
Yeah. You're date. Like, oh, he literally is as rich as his profile.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas Hinge
is like good fucking.
All that.
You never know like what you're going to get.
Really, yeah. And you know the minute they get there, you're like, nope.
Oh, and then you're stuck on the date. That's why I only do drinks now. I used to do dinner, but I'm not like just drinks because I want to eat immediately.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not eating. I'm not wasting my minimal amount of food per day.
My
literally.
Yeah,
on
you.
On this motherfucking guy.
I like you if I'm taking you to dinner.
Yeah,
sure.
Totally.
Yeah, it's funny too, but like now, like with Raya, because it's like I don't find romantic matches, like I literally just want to go on there just for like the utilization of their trades.
Mm-hmm.
Like I want like to get my lawyer from there, my interior designer, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because these are like people that have like real skills and crafts.
It is good for networking.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
I've gotten like a couple little random roles and shit.
All the girls that match with me that they're like, they're fucking like, I'm here just for friends. I'm like, why?
I have
you?
Mine turn on to that too.
Of course.
Yeah.
I think that you're just vetting out really creepy guys, right?
You
want to make the decision.
Yeah.
You don't want them to be like, okay,
be
we're.
Like, I just had it on for just for friends.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Because you don't, it's an ego thing. You don't want some guy to be able to match with you.
Yeah.
Totally.
We're friends first, buddy.
Yes.
Okay.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Biatch.
All right, Maddie, we got to wrap this up.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having me.
I want to come on your pod.
Yes.
Madhouse.
Yes. Let's get a date.
And hopefully Wildin' Out comes out.
Yes.
People can see you
and
maybe me on the show.
They definitely will. Vinny crushed it.
Thank you so much.
He was on.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. You're just saying that. No, I'm fine.
And the weather's getting nicer, so it's time for GTL.
Yes. You know? Yeah, you... look like you really GTL.
Dude, I've been GTL.
Look,
look at that.
All day.
What is GTL?
Gym Town Laundry.
Gym Town Laundry. Yeah.
I'm the pale one. I'm like you. I'm the pale one they all make fun of.
Yeah.
So
pale.
You know what's funny though? My family's from Sicily, but they all have your complexion. Yeah. They have red hair and freckles.
Maybe they're wealthy.
Yes,
wealthy
exactly.
Heirs.
They were the heirs of some race that actually I'm I think I'm like 7% North African.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, North
African. I see it now.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's like
Vinny.
Arabic.
Vinny.
Yeah,
Vinny.
Yeah,
exactly. Babadu.
Habibi. Come to Dubai. All right. Bye, guys.
Peace.
Bye.
Peace.
Thank you, guys.
Cool. That was fun.
What's up, guys? If you like the episode, please make sure to like, subscribe, and comment. We are building this thing from the ground up, so we need your help. And hopefully we can make this really big one day. Love you.